Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Saturday, March 27, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's being called one of the most significant gatherings of evangelical Baptist church leaders from the 15 former Soviet nations. The Slavic Gospel Association helped facilitate the conference. The focus was on encouragement, fellowship, training, and reports from each nation. SGA's Tom McAdams says some reports were good, others not so good.
From some of the leaders of the churches, we heard that there's limits on evangelism in public, requirements for churches to be a certain size to register, requirements that they have buildings in order to be registered. In some of the former Soviet nations that are predominantly Islamic, some are facing outright threats and persecution.
McAdams says that the conference also highlighted the release of the John MacArthur Study Bible in Russian.
It will be, for many, the first translation that they've had of a study Bible, and I believe it's the first study Bible for the Old Testament that any of them have ever received.
SGA gave away 8,000 Bibles during the conference, but funding is needed for more. And Global Advance Ministries was founded in 1990 to equip frontline shepherds for world harvest. The vision? To bring on-site training to 1 million pastoral leaders around the world and to challenge them to plant 1 million new churches. 14 years later, there's a landmark celebration for the mission agency. Global Advance's David Shibley explains.
At the Global Advance Frontline Shepherds Conference in Calcutta, India, we were privileged to pass a very important milestone in the ministry of Global Advance. Our quarter millionth ministry leader was trained at that conference.
That ministry leader, Pastor Abraham, who's an underground church planter in Bhutan. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. I'm Greg Yoder.